Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, we're jumping right in.
Oh, you don't want to?
Fine. Well, no, I we normally banter before we get to
We've done it both ways.
I know. But, you know, if it's just this, I feel as though I've let the audience down.
Well, I feel that every day.
Don't feel that.
I truly do. No, I don't, strangely enough, Rob. Something you might want to think about.
How do we rectify that?
What's that?
How do we rectify that?
Yeah, how do we correct it?
Rectify what, Rob feeling like he lets
No, that you let them down. Like, we can't just start with it then. We can't just
The thing is, when we used to do it, it was kind of an add-on.
Right.
And maybe pre-recorded at some point, wasn't
No,
it?
I don't think we ever pre-recorded it.
We didn't?
No.
All right.
So what you're saying is we should precede it with happy talk and then sort of just curveball it
in. Well, I wanted to share something because, you know, that's what we do more than anything else. We share. I wanted to share with our listening audience that today's date, December 16th.
Yes.
It's no secret to many people that have listened to me for an extremely long period of time that back in the day, and Rob Spiewak will back me up on this, that the Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara schedule was quite liberal. And
subsidized housing, Medicare,
I have to admit that this time of year, starting today, I'm feeling it. And I'm feeling that that old familiar pull of my attention span being shorter,
right?
Not all there, and I'm here to say it's because, well, in the old days, especially right at the end, we would have been 4 days into our vacation.
Well, Mike, in the old days, you know, you speak so
glowingly. And my head is still kind of in that mode this time of year.
It's understandable.
I realize, yes.
It's understandable.
Now we put in, people should be aware of the fact that as far as numbers of shows, we don't put the hours in because we do a shorter show, but as far as numbers of shows, this past year was a record setter for me, and I think maybe for all the guys, because we just generated a tremendous amount of content. That doesn't change the fact that when we get to this day, right around this time of year, I'm sorry. I'm
just about a week
drift.
Out.
Yeah, I'm starting to drift off.
It's understandable.
All those
years of, 5 weeks?
Well, he speaks so glowingly of the old days.
8 weeks,
I'm sorry. Well, actually,
and hold on. And 8 weeks was 8 weeks. Yeah, Rob will tell you that. Eight weeks was
the
legal.
End.
8 weeks was our contracted weeks off.
Jeez.
Then we had company holidays, which we fudged on at Christmas time. And I remember, Rob, I think the all-time earliest departure prior to coming back after the new year was December 12th.
The way I recall it is that they would sort of break out as 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, and then usually three-ish. And, you know, you speak glowingly of it, and it was the golden era of vacation.
What do you do?
But it wasn't easy to get all that time off squeezed in, but we always did.
What do you do for 2 months?
Huh?
You wouldn't get it consecutively. I get that. But what do you do for a month?
I'd come down here. The big one would be December,
right?
And I'd be down here. I'd come down here.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you're kind of doing what you would have done in the past then. You should look at it that way. You're in Florida. You're playing golf.
Yeah, but I still have to come down and see you guys every morning.
And it's really not the show he hates, it's us.
No, but the bottom line is, what I'm talking about is right now, I love what I do. Don't get me wrong, this is as cushy as it gets.
You're living the dream.
This is the dream scenario, you know, yeah. Tell that to my colon, okay? Tell that to my colon.
Sorry about your colon.
But anyway, so that's what I would do. I would come down here and do that. So my point is that I just am kind of, if I appear in the next few days of shows to be a little wobbly, you'll understand why. Got my daughter coming in Friday.
Oh, that's
got
the best,
mother-in-law coming in on Sunday.
I think the holidays, everybody's kind of like that around this
time. You know,
everybody's a little wobbly.
Yeah, no, and I don't think it's on you simply because even a guy like, you know, like me, I have a lot going on outside of just regular work that is work. Your family's coming in town. My sister's coming in town this Friday with all the kids. Like, there are things to do.
It's not wobbly. You know what it is? It's holiday excitement. It's going to bring an extra shimmer to the show.
Well, we should talk about that in the body of the show. Because what you call holiday excitement is what I call one giant pain in the ass.
Oh, you don't care for it. Oh.
With that said, let's dive right into our craft recipe of the day, authored by none other than Pony Boy Matthew Bloom.
Thank you. Thank you.
Son of Glenda. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Let's face it. The holidays are tough for any young professional. What with all your lazy coworkers trying to grinch out on gift giving or asking for extra days off. There it is.
Yes.
Don't they understand that every little bit counts? Wouldn't it be great if they had a work ethic as strong as yours? Perhaps you can help them see things your way with Professor Santana's Amazing Business Blintzes. Let's get started. Evenly mix two cartridges of black toner with two bottles of whiteout, thus canceling each other out in theory alone. Gather up 1 pound of Kringle berries and trick them into disclosing their secrets before blending them into an embarrassed brown paste.
Oh, embarrassed.
Follow by bringing 1 gallon of gargoyle blood to a boil in a discarded cat house and destroy the evidence. Don't worry if there happened to be a cat in there. It's gone now. Next, shred an entire issue of Business Fancy and stir it into the abyss, along with the tears of a scolded intern, until the batter starts breathing on its own.
Yes.
Use your drone to mix 2 pounds of vertiginous chocolate chips into the batter with your while your rich friend develops an app to complain about fluoride, if he can find the time. Seal the batter in a flatulent-safe container and begin delousing yourself publicly with a metal brush, preferably Mangrate brand.
Oh, yeah.
When you're ready, carefully adorn yourself with your favorite enchanted lei.
Oh.
And if you've never been to Hawaii, now's a great time to consider a visit to the Aloha State. Start chanting something in English before rapidly switching to Spanish and breaking the jar over your head in a shower of fragmentos. ¡Ay, caramba, está bueno! When a throbbing mass finally takes shape, grab it with one of those astronaut claw thingies and place it in the nearest microwave. Cook for 75 seconds at 200% power and let sit for one spin class. You've got to keep it tight after all. If the juice was worth the squeeze, scrape the delicious little bastards out of the accursed microwave and remove your lei. You're safe now. Have your scholarship winner garnish the treats with bar graphs and crunch numbers while you write up an expense report.
It's an awfully pointed recipe, isn't it?
If you happen to remember the whole point of this wacky bit, at the last minute, staple on a generous helping of
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
Boom, bam. Now you're ready to serve them up at the next sales meeting. May God have mercy on your soul. Another holiday recipe from Kraft.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Merry Christmas, Bob Cratchit.
And the same to you, Mr. Fred.
Merry Christmas, Uncle. I said, Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Humbug.
Christmas, a humbug, Uncle. Surely you don't mean that.
I do. What's Christmas but a time for buying things for which you have no need, no money? Time for finding yourself a year older, not an hour richer. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Come now, Uncle.
Nephew, you keep Christmas in your way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it, but you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone, then.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
What is Christmas but a time for buying things like a carton of Territon cigarettes?
Wow, when you hear that isolated audio of George C. Scott, you think he was waiting to hear cut so he could go spark up?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Listen to that lung matter. Anyway, yeah. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Cappy Piper Studios and heard worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 26 million downloads heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Mike, number 52, a senior from Sicklerville, New Jersey. I bet they call him Q because this linebacker's name is Quentin Alston.
Quentin Alston. He's from Jersey.
Yeah.
That's not the only turnpike he rolls on.
What?
I meant to say that's not the only turnpike he rolls on.
Yeah.
My tongue got in the way.
I liked it still.
I'm so sorry.
It's the tone that it's all about.
Why would he roll it all the time?
Oh, allegedly.
The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast
I love
and
when
radio
when
show.
He shrugs because he knows he blew it. It's the greatest.
Boo.
We're a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Boo. Why?
Because they get it. Today's show brought to you by Mack Weldon.
Oh, yeah.
We love selling Mack Weldon underwear because it's been basically the same for a half century. Not Mack Weldon men's underwear. But now it's time to change your undies because the guys at MackWeldon.com have revolutionized men's underwear. And I think, frankly, because I wear them all the time, they've revolutionized socks and T-shirts and all the good
Everything.
Stuff. An amazing fabric blend like no other. It holds its shape and won't ride up. And cool zones for added comfort on every Mack Weldon pair of boxer briefs like the ones Oscar's wearing
Mike,
right now.
They are engineered in such a different way that I feel the comfort. Whether you're working out or for daily use, I've made the switch and I'm happy about
That's so cool.
MackWeldon.com has great multi-packs and starter kits, plus the best undershirts and socks you've ever worn. Order it today and give it a try. If you're not impressed, Mack Weldon will send you another size or a refund and let you keep the pair you tried on. Forget the crowded department stores and waiting for special sales. Just visit MackWeldon.com. Buy more, save more. Remember that name, MackWeldon. That's MackWeldon.com.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Hey, hey, the gang's all here. Yes, sirree, here we are. Dissed by the neighborhood. No one likes us here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No one likes us here. And I'm totally paranoid. And now I don't like anyone. And I'm not being nice anymore. Not being nice anymore.
Well, that's
took my
no
son
way to
on
fix
a golf
it.
Cart ride. Took my son on a golf cart ride. Saw some people in the neighborhood. Didn't wave at any of them.
What are you doing?
I didn't.
It's tough.
There's a guy last night, and he this is how lazy he is. He walks his dogs with his golf cart.
We've heard about
I told
that.
You about him.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
What he does also is we drive by him last night, and remember, I'm still reeling over the cold Christmas party debacle.
That's snub.
And people should be reminded that it wasn't just that you weren't invited to the Christmas party, but someone came and knocked on your door thinking your house was where the Christmas party was, as if to really add insult
and
to
Mike's
injury.
And Mike's homes are so close.
Right.
Mike could
I could walk over there. Not even walk.
You could open a window and pass them a drink.
Yeah.
Are you ready how close it is? We could go to that party and keep our baby monitor with us.
Oh, man.
And get a baby monitor signal
just like in
quickly
Neighbors.
And easily. It's 3 feet across the way. So this guy, we go by him sometimes when I'm taking my kid out for his little golf cart ride that he loves in the evening.
Sure.
And we drive by him, and he normally sits there, and he's walking his dogs, and then he's like this.
Oh,
that's the way he does. And I wave, and he doesn't wave back. Mm. And this time Carla says, there he is. The guy said, don't wave at him. Don't wave him. And this time I drove by him like this, and I drove by and say, you're him.
Right.
And this is me the whole time.
You had your gaze follow him as you
passed. I just stared
by.
At him. And then he waved. And then he waved. Because it's tough love. They're like children down here. They're like children.
Wow.
That's the way it is.
Now, but the thing is you shouldn't have to coerce him into waving. Can you think in the bowels of your mind, is there anything you've
done? I'm not being Christian,
done?
Rob Spiewak. I'm not being a good Christian.
No, it's not that. You are being a good Christian. As a matter of fact, right now you're the best Christian you've ever been. You're attending services.
Yeah. Well,
but is there anything you've done outwardly that could have annoyed the entire neighborhood?
You know, I'm beginning to think about it. Okay. Like the other day, I get out yesterday afternoon. In Florida sunshine to do what I love to do, which is to swing the golf club.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm up on the driving range, and there's this F-stick in front of me, and I'm hitting off a mat because on Monday they make you hit off the synthetic mat, and my golf tees are kind of spraying up in the air, and they're flying around. And I said, man, these tees are flying all over the place. And the guy doesn't turn around and goes, you should use shorter tees.
Oh, man.
And I was so tempted man at the top tees. Of, and there are 30 people up there of just turning around and going, hey, pal, you.
Oh, God.
That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, I thought that you
because
said that.
Because I'm here. I'm here with it. I'm here. We know that we are the 55-year-old man with the younger wife and the little baby. We know we're the aberration now, but I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting fed up.
Look at Carla. They're like, oh,
you know,
man.
There were no rules.
I got that little bag of bones I got to go home to.
When I was next door to my neighbor, Richard, you know, he was 70-whatever, and I was in my 40s. And there was a connection. There was no judgment.
Well,
there was
Richard
none of this.
Rules.
You know, we didn't recommend. We were pals.
Right.
We were buddies. He was my best friend in the neighborhood. And he was 40 years older than I was. You know what I mean? It was just, come on.
Perhaps
give me a break here.
Perhaps people are kinder in the Old Dominion.
I don't know what it is.
Why don't
been waiting to say that?
Yeah. Just a thought.
Yeah. Yeah,
just
say that. You know, Rob, did you say that when you were on 495 this morning?
I did not say that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You should tell Carla to ugly it up. Like, look, she can be beautiful when she's around the house.
Well,
but when
she goes out,
like, come on.
Yeah.
To
big
be honest with you,
shorts,
a babushka. She's not capable of that.
Moo moo.
She is not. My wife is someone who is not really capable of leaving the house to go to any public setting whatsoever. She'll run up to the grocery store, the drugstore, like in sweats and without any makeup.
I've never seen her.
But if we are going to any function whatsoever, whether it's lunch,
she
dinner, whatever.
She always looks like
she does
a
it.
10.
A million
yeah.
bucks.
She always
looks
does
great.
It.
Yes.
She always does it. But the fact is, I don't know. You know this is not good. You know that my attitude should change. But it is, I joke about it. I kid about it on the radio. Frankly, that social event the other night, I have no idea. I don't know what it was really all about. And you know you take a big risk when you start bitching. It could have been anything.
And you know what?
I don't know. But I don't care because I'm just, man.
And you know what, Mike? If you had been invited, your first reaction would have been dread.
Mm.
Am I right?
No, I don't think so.
I think it would have been.
I think you could have gone and made a night of it, but you would have said, hey, Carla, you know, F-Stick invited us over to the house. Oh, God, it's going to suck.
Yeah. I will tell you this, that I have now because of, look, you're absolutely right. Are we up anybody's ass here? No, we're not. We're not trying to, you know, knock on doors. Hey, how are you? Carla's been really cool, like at Halloween, some of the ladies she knows in the neighborhood handing out little gift bags and stuff like that. She's doing the same thing for Christmas time. But at the same time, we're not over the top because you know what? You know how I don't respond well to that.
Right.
I don't respond to that hungry social thing. But at the same time, we don't reject it either.
Right.
And I will be honest with you, maybe it is the vibe that I give off, but I don't think so. And I try to go up and have conversations with people, but it's just
maybe it's the women that are catty. And most women, with all due respect to the men in your neighborhood, aren't at that age, aren't you really run by your women?
Well, to be honest with you, and most men in this neighborhood, do they really give a rat's ass about anything?
No.
I don't think
they
do.
They give a rat's ass about one thing, Mike.
Yes.
They say, right now, they're
oxygen.
Thinking, no, they're saying every day is a blessing. No, what they're saying is happy wife, happy life. And if the wife is against something, they're going to have to be against it too.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to cause grief.
Look, let me tell you what it is. I think what it is ultimately, as much as I have absolutely no regrets about moving down here,
right.
Ultimately it is a new neighborhood. And I think anybody, probably, how about the people in the military that listen to this show, that go from town to town to town. I think even though they have structures in the military where they help people with stuff like that, I think ultimately you're moving down to an area you've never been in. You've spent decades in another part of the world. And I think, you know, even when I'm up north in New England, I've got family up there. So that's a different story. And down here, it's just, you've got people
adjusting.
That have been here.
Yeah,
we're still adjusting.
I think it's a period of adjustment.
And what did your bishop say? He said, if you want to have a friend, be a friend.
wasn't a bishop. He was like a minister. He wasn't a bishop.
What did the arch? Yeah. What did the archbishop say?
But the archbishop, the Monsignor said the other day.
But you know.
Oh,
what?
By the way, I want to jump in with this.
Okay,
I was talking to Rob before the show about this. As much as I love to slam Saturday Night Live, I have to give them props because as much as I like to critique them, I still like that that live show is on every week.
Yes.
And the fact is, this past weekend, they get a little more credit because I think they put a few more funny sketches out there than normal, and I thought it was pretty good stuff. Even your guy, Kenan Ivory Wayans, was...
Kenan Thompson is something
Kenan Thompson, yes. I thought it was terrific the way they did that. It was, yeah, something Claus made me laugh out loud.
That, you know, and that really speaks to the writing, because not only do you dislike him singing.
I know,
really,
but it was funny.
It was great.
Because everybody, basically, even if you're bad at Christmas time, everybody gets a little
something.
That was that to me.
Mike,
that made me smile.
I think you're in a good place right now. One, you're having a tough time, I guess, you know, acclimating to your new surroundings, but you've got your family on the way. You've got
right.
your daughter
That's
on the
huge.
Way.
That's huge.
Yeah,
look,
just in time to
know?
Get the call from the doctor yesterday after 5 days, you know, telling me that I had C. diff again. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You know what? Yeah. This is actually, you're poised to correct this, and here's
yes,
why.
Yes, I know.
With your family coming in,
right.
it would be really easy to just take the immediate neighbors and say, hey, why don't you come over for a drink
come
tonight?
On over.
Yeah. You don't have to be invited there.
Oh, them?
Yes.
Hell no.
Why not?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I
that's
think
not the Christian in you talking.
No, I mean.
That's a DJ in you talking.
That is the DJ.
Oscar trying to be so sincere right there. He was trying
but don't
to be
you
so
see
sincere.
How with a minimum amount of effort, you could fix it just by saying, hey, you know what? Come on over. Come on to my house.
You know, it might be a combination of also what's happening here. This week, Mrs. O'Mara is working down here full time from the home. I am working down here. The little one was, let's just say, a little more needy.
Right.
And I read, I'm not sure what book, I read him two books. I read him one book that I don't even know the title of because it's basically Polar Bear with the fur that he rubs. You know, it's a tactile book.
Yes,
that he's
of course,
got.
Yeah.
And the other book I read is One Morning in Maine by Robert McCloskey, and I read it to him. And today, although I like to be considered Father of the Year, after the eighth reading in a row of the book, Daddy was a little burned. Mrs. O'Mara was over at her desk in her corner, and it was kind of like... Baby.
What about reading him copy? Is there anything he'll notice a difference?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah,
wouldn't
maybe he likes
great?
Mack
like,
Weldon.
Come on over here, Mike. Michael, little Michael, men's underwear has been basically the same for a half century.
I'm just saying.
Is he too young?
Two birds with one stone.
Is it also, is it too soon to tell him that, you know, when baby acts needy, Santa Claus hates that?
Yeah. The elf
the
on
tree,
the shelf.
The tree has been trimmed, and I the last thing I
is
did
that
this
code?
Morning, no, the tree has been trimmed. I put the star. I put the star so bright at the top of the tree. And for some reason,
is it inside or outside? Is it on the lanai?
It's out on the lanai.
Oh,
and
wow,
it is gorgeous. It's
you must post a picture.
Out there.
I think you
let
must
me tell you why
picture.
It's perfect. When you have a 16-month-old, what's perfect about soon to be 17-month-old?
Right.
When you have a soon to be 17-month-old. You have the tree outside, and what do you have? You're able to see it, and you have a big glass barrier.
It's hermetically sealed.
The child and the tree.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
Can't grab anything.
Now, do the dogs ever hassle your tree?
I think that in the past, especially with a real tree, dogs are known to... I'm sure we're not the only ones that have had dogs soil trees.
Yeah, and I know Frankie loves to poop behind the tree.
Yeah, Frankie, and by the way, that issue, maybe it's because of the size of the house, maybe it's being down here, but those days are gone.
Really?
My dog's pretty much, I am. You're absolutely right. You know, it came out, thank you for knocking on that wood.
Maybe there's a room you don't know about.
That's right, the poop room.
No, they're cool.
It's
they're
the
cool.
Brownatorium.
It's the mud room.
You know what it is? Here it is. I think that next year, 2015, is. I'm already thinking about the way I'm laying things out and that I will be making more of an effort and I will be trying to do. But it just feels like I've been down here a very long time and I feel as though, even in the morning sometimes when I take the dogs out and I see the neighbors,
right.
I feel like they're turning around and walking away. When I go out there, I feel for like persona non grata. And I think it's my own paranoia.
No.
I accept that, but I think that's what it
Maybe
is.
Maybe you should turn in. It's tough because it's almost just like you had to stare or mean mug that guy down for a hello. Maybe you should let everybody know how famous you truly are. Hey. People are into that.
People love that.
Yeah, people are into that.
Even though like you're
be more show busy.
And your new ones are a full-timer down there, right? This is the first time you've ever lived there, but you've done many Christmases there.
I have these, and I take these out on the golf course
your cards,
with me.
Yeah.
And when somebody asks me what I do, I give them the sentence. I talk about three guys busting each other's balls.
Yeah.
I talk about the fact that we're old radio people. And then I hand them one of these.
Mm.
And these probably go into the bottom of every golf cart here.
It's time to wrap your golf cart.
So wrap
people
it.
Yes. People see what you're about.
I think
they
that
know
would
you're
be
a
nice.
Player.
Hey, how about a golf bag?
Yeah, well,
how about
a tour golf bag?
I'll do that.
That doesn't do anything for us. It's when you drive around. It's the exposure that we're looking
for. Well, first
for.
Of all, I'm not allowed to wrap the golf cart. I'm not going to be allowed that. But I would be allowed to have a tour bag with the show logo on it.
Instead of saying Hooters, it says the Michael Mara Show?
As a matter of fact, I would be more than willing to pursue that if I was given the nod from my partners to get that
done. What does a
tour
golf bag go for? I don't know this.
Oh, I think it's like $60.
Well, $60?
You know what? Let's take a break.
I'm sure it's
Let's
more
take
than
a break.
That.
We will come back and we will address that. We will address that.
Why don't I send you an iron on?
And as also, a matter of fact, hold on. If you allow me to do that, if you guys haven't done anything, I will waive any other consideration.
Too late. I've already bought you something.
Oh, I haven't.
Of course you have.
Hey, when we come back, you want to do a fruitcake?
Yeah, we'll come back and we'll do a fruitcake after the commercial.
Excellent, cool.
All right, very good. We'll be right back. And a real famous
cat all dressed up in red. Ah, the holidays. Fun time, family time, Santa time.
Oh, I'm going to stop talking like Orson Welles. It's Hanukkah time, Kwanzaa time, and a great time to take some time to subscribe to your 2015 TMOS bonus package. That's right. Ah, the French. Yes, folks, you can grab all of next year's great bonus content
right now.
Subscribe for a full year and you'll get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content. On-demand video access to every bonus show. Plus, access to the entire bonus show anthology at over 25% savings. It's the most bang for your TMOS entertainment buck. All the info is waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages, you bonehead. They make a great gift, even as a gift for yourself. The best kind of gift ever. The Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Packages. So get them and get ready to laugh all year long. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love Sherry's Berries.
Mm.
I truly do. I absolutely adore them. And Christmas is next week. I find that almost impossible to say that.
I know.
Christmas is next week.
Running up on us.
I mean, it's just, bam, it's come up so quickly.
You know how many days are there until Christmas, Mike?
Nine. That's nine shopping days.
Number nine.
Thank you, Rob.
Number nine.
Yes, Christmas is next week only. Okay. Only 9 days left to shop, but don't get your tinsel in a tangle. Forget the hideous crowds. All you need is Sherry's Berries, too. Send giant, delicious dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. You can't beat that. More than a 40% savings. Plus, for our listeners, you can double your berries, just $10 more. That's $29.99 for double the berries. Just remember the code TMOS. Amazing. Juicy. They're dipped in white milk and dark chocolate. They have goodness. They have chocolate chips. They have nuts. They have delightful decorative swizzles.
Swizzle.
With Christmas coming next week, here's the only way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. Visit berries.com, berries.com. Click on the mic at the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. That is the perfect gift without the hassle. Remember, berries.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Order them today. I am very thrilled. That's great. All right. Without further ado, let's get right to it. It is time for the, what's it called, Rob?
Oh, it is the Progressive Fruitcake Jackpot, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we are 6 for 6. What are
yes.
you looking for? Fruitcake. What are you making? Fruitcake. Right. here's the thing. If you are not at home or you don't leave an answering machine mentioning fruitcake, the next day we are going to give that person two fruitcakes. Now,
Doppel.
Our listeners.
Doppel fruitcakes, Mike.
Doppel fruitcake. Mm. Our listeners have responded to this particular promotion better than anything we've ever done. We are 6 for 6. Let's see if we can go 7 for 7. Are you ready for that?
Yes, please.
Luck.
Here's the letter. Hey, guys. My entry is late because I'm a lazy schlub in the midst of his juice bag 30s. I don't have a heartwarming, inspiring, tear-filled story to tell. Let me start again because
okay.
I'm not reading properly. Hey, guys. My entry is in late because I'm a lazy schlub in the midst of his douchebag 30s. I don't have a heartwarming, inspiring, tear-filled story to tell. I just really want a fruitcake. Well, with a sentence like that, I'd like to take it from you.
Oh,
thank you. I could tell you I listened to you in Indianapolis in the early 90s and found you guys again on the internet and then listened for all these years, if that helps, because I really just want a fruitcake. I could bring up I shopped through TMOS on Amazon and have used many of your other sponsors, bought the DVDs and so on and so forth, but I kind of just want a fruitcake. If you guys give me a fruitcake, that would be swell. I doubt I'll be a better person. I doubt I'll be a better person and go out into the world saving lives because, again, the whole douchebag 30s thing. But I will at least have a fruitcake. Love the show. P.S. Fruitcake. Jason Yaver from Indianapolis. Let's give Jason a call right now and see if we can go 7 for 7 with our fruitcakes.
What's your gut? I think he's going to answer.
Well, he's in his douchebag 30s, so you know, I think maybe he'd be the first one that would blow us off. Oh,
fingers crossed.
Because he's very selfish.
Younger demo.
P.S. Fruitcake.
Yeah. Generation me.
Yeah. See what happens.
Generation fruitcake.
And he's got to be on his answering machine.
Hello?
Looking for Jason Yaver, please.
That would be him, Mike.
Hey!
Oh, hello, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
And I suppose you know why I'm calling, right, Jason?
Because I wrote a really lazy letter for a fruitcake.
Yes! 7-4.
I love it.
Wow, I am so thrilled with this response to this. This is delightful. Jason, you lazy douchebag in his 30s, I have to tell you, there is a fruitcake on the way to you in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we sincerely appreciate you supporting the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks,
that's
man.
Great.
Are you in your office right now? Is that what's going on here? Are you giving us office time?
No, I'm at home. I'm leaving for work shortly, but...
wait, what time
can
is
I
it?
Ask, can I ask what you do, Jason?
Technology department at a law school.
Oh,
a technology department. Yeah. So what, they let you roll in about 10 or 11 every morning?
Yeah, I'm the leadership. Right now it's final, so we sit around until somebody screws up their test and then fix it for them.
Jason, it's a made-up position, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
They haven't caught us yet.
Okay, good for you.
Awesome. All right, you rock, my friend.
Thanks,
thank
buddy.
You. And Jason, fruitcake's on the way. Thank you so much for listening to Mike O'Mara. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks again. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Give our best to Mayor Hudnut.
You always have to get the last one in. Yeah, let me explain. When we're Skyping these people, when I cut them loose, it's like when someone's coming up on a boat and then you cut the rope and they're falling back into the sea. And Rob, if you reach over and pull, you're going to pull the whole boat over if you do.
Oh, I don't want. I just thought you'd enjoy a mention of something from 20 years ago.
Wild Bill Hudnut. There's not one person that remembers that.
But you do.
I do because I was there. Wild Bill Hudnut was the mayor of Indianapolis, and he gave Don and I the key to the city.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, personalized golf bag. I've got it.
Oh, you're up.
There you go.
Yeah. Let me
and
see.
You're loving every minute of it.
Yeah.
All right. Come on.
Now,
hold on.
Obviously,
I've seen
the
them as high as $650.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the bag would have the show logo on it, but could they put a photograph of a disc jockey's face on it?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be really good.
Yeah, that would be really, really good. That's what I
want
to do.
Well, I mean, if you want attention.
No, I want this. This is what
this
I
is
want.
What he this wants, that, Rob.
That's what I want.
You want that?
You want that
I
logo?
The logo?
Well, no, our other logo would pop. The one in back of you.
How come
pop,
our thing
more.
Doesn't? Does our camera autofocus?
I think it has a depth deal. I think when it gets too close.
Mm-hmm. Mike, the logo in back of you would probably be better because that'll pop.
Or what about all of our faces?
Oscorp. Ah, yeah.
I think Oscorp looks so good on a golf
I
bag.
I think the name itself would be great.
Yeah. Look, and the website.
Yes. Are you going to hold it up? Here we go, people. If there's a Skype day of your Ustream person. Oh my God.
Look at that.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, Mike, if that's really what you want for Christmas, then I don't see why we couldn't say no to that.
I think you should have that.
Yeah.
And then you can have Carla cut a promo for Mike's bag.
Do you guys want to go ahead and order it?
We'll order it. Yes, we'll order it. We'll order it, because clearly you won't. So we'll order it for
well,
you.
Well, I mean, let me see.
You have
see.
To send us exactly what you want, because I know
no,
if you
I
get what you
I
don't want.
I want the
want,
show
just...
logo on it.
No,
I
but you have
show...
to send us which bag you want.
This one, a tour bag.
Kid, you're just pointing.
You know, it's really one. Also the thing is, we don't understand the game as you do, Mike. We're
it's
not.
Called, okay, it's called
how about
a...
you copy, paste.
All right, write this down. Get a pen out. I'll tell you exactly what it is.
I'm
going to
get it wrong.
Here we go.
Okay, wait. For the record, this will not go well.
No, this is going to be great.
No, here it is. Yeah. This is what it is. Mm-hmm. You go to, you can go to any, just look up.
You know what? I'll Google tour bag.
It's tour staff bag.
Okay, tour staff bag.
Rob Spiewak's bag. No, it's tour.
What am I always thinking about?
Bag.
Tour staff bag. Tour. Make sure you get a tour staff. Tour bag.
Tour
staff. And then you have it in your garage.
A bag.
Why? Oh.
Put in a 9-iron or a driver. And your tour. And they have cart bags too. The
now, what is the difference?
Well, there's slight differences, just little tiny.
Well, can you explain? Because you're the man who goes out and hits the links.
Yeah, and you're going to want a cart bag. You don't carry your bag. It's not like you're going on tour.
Hey, you know what? The kind of links he's interested in aren't on a computer. They're golf links.
But it's a tour staff bag would be very, very cool.
And, is that a brand or a
and
type? Tour staff.
It's not a brand. It's a style of bag. So, and there are pro staff bags. You guys look and figure out what you want to do. It's UFO Tour Golf. That's the
UFO Tour. Is that where all the Martians play?
UFOTourGolf.com. That's a
I'll look it up and I'll figure it out. Okay. Now, is this something Rob and I are splitting, or what's going on here? Because I don't mind
doing
that.
No, this is something that's coming out of my income as well, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But is that considered your present? Because I really
yes,
would
that's
like...
considered my present.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm very comfortable with that. You guys are off the hook. You guys are off the hook.
Wow. I hope I save the receipt for the jeweler.
That's good. That's good.
Because I got you thousands of rings.
Thank God Amazon has a return policy.
Pinky rings. Rob got me pinky rings here. By the way, a little tip of the cap to Mr. Tab Patterson, who is a very funny guy on Facebook. Rob Spiewak's little thread with Johnny Midnight and Tab Patterson, the gang of three, as I like to call them. A picture of Frank Sinatra. I don't know where Tab got it.
It's amazing what he finds, yeah.
It was a picture of Frank Sinatra in this little bungalow, and Frank is sitting there, and it looks like a dog is biting his right hand, but he's unfazed by it, and he's sitting in front of a cocktail table, and on the cocktail table is this giant bowl that's filled with cigarettes.
Yeah.
Packs of cigarettes.
Packs of cigarettes like trick-or-treaters would get. And the thing that I'm amazed at when I look at, would you put that photo at like 1960, right?
Something in that.
And if you go back 50 some years, it seems to me this furniture has changed. Chairs used to be tiny and tables were huge.
Yeah,
what are you
going to
do? I'm going to put these folding chairs around this 40-foot coffee table. And what's on the coffee table? Packs and packs of Camel cigarettes.
And so many funny comments where that bowl should be on top of the refrigerator. That's somebody who may have lived in the O'Mara household where the Kent cigarettes used to live on top of the refrigerator always.
Wow. At Big Daddy's house, the cigarettes I can only remember the very end of my grandparents smoking. Yeah. They were Winston cigarettes, and they were in the cabinet with the medicine.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, Daddy needs a cigarette.
We had the cigarettes that were located on top of our family refrigerator, and then the liquor cabinet was down immediately to the left ground level of what was under the sink. So you had all of the chemicals and things that could kill you under the sink.
So like Comet and
right
and
to
gin,
the left,
right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when we were moving my mom out of the house, I tell the story about reaching in the back and finding the bottle of Early Times whiskey with three fingers left in it. And I know that the last person to drink out of that was my late Uncle Bill Sheehan.
Did all the bottles have the Mr. Yuck sticker on there? So the kids know not to
but
drink
that was,
it?
Just the gin.
But I grew up with that. I was a young enough kid to remember Mr. Yuck. And there may be like, I swear to God, Oscar, there may be like one sticker that my mom put on the inside of the door.
Yeah. It was easier that way. It applied
Mr.
to all
Yuck
items.
Mr. Yuck is green. Now, Mr. You know, Yuck is mean.
When you moved out of the Zit, your house in Manassas, you had a floor-level liquor cabinet as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Was that because
like
that you
trolley.
Had it when you grew up?
Did I ever point out to you in that particular cabinet that we never painted the inside of it?
No.
And when I moved in to that house, that cabinet had foodstuffs in it for years, and it had a stench that never left. It never went away. As a matter of fact, when you put glasses in there. You'd take them out, and you'd usually have to wash them again because they'd have some sort of nasty, like, seasoning powdered garlic smell to them, and that was there forever.
I assume, you know, kitchen storage is always at a premium, but the thing is, I don't know that I'd want to store food at a ground level cabinet. It seems like you'd be inviting vermin, right?
Yeah, yeah. It would seem, I mean, again, think about it this way, especially in an older home.
Right.
That's what you don't want to do. Even now with my condo, because it's so old.
Right.
If there's any open bags, I freak out because I said, this is where it starts.
Yep.
This is what happens. This
rats,
is what,
well, yes. Mice, guinea pigs, everything.
All I know is my greatest fear, and Carla gets up to Virginia very often and goes by our house. I don't, you know, that's not how I roll. I actually, you know, ever forward. I don't right. really even like to go back to the old neighborhood. And I just, my greatest fear would be Manassas family breaks through wall to expand kitchen and finds savings bonds from World War II to the tune of $3 million. That's exactly what I think is going to happen. Hey, I've talked about what I want for Christmas. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Oscar and Rob and Pony Boy about what they want for Christmas. Although Pony Boy don't get happy. We'll take a break and come right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
On a bright Hawaiian Christmas Day. That's the island greeting that we sing to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Hey, Hawane, Mane, Wane, Hawane.
Yeah.
Who's this, Rob?
You are actually, I believe, remember when I bought you all those Christmas CDs?
Yes.
Yeah, you have this. It's the Papini Sisters.
Oh, the Papini Sisters.
They're great.
Relatively modern group,
yeah,
right?
I think it's only a couple years old, this CD.
That's good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Well, we've talked about it, and we're talking about it all day on the show today. The holidays are here.
Yes.
And you don't have time. Time is so valuable.
Time.
You don't have time to go to the post office. Andy Dufresne crawled through 500 yards of foulness. Too much traffic, not enough parking, and packed with rubes, mailing holiday gifts and packages. Luckily, we never have to deal with that hassle.
Why? Why?
I'll tell you. That's thanks to Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, everything that you would do at the post office, you can do right from your desk, too. Yeah. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer. The mailman picks it up, and you're done. It's easy, it's convenient, and you will love not going to the post office. We use Stamps.com all the time, and you should, too. It makes fruitcake shipping a snap.
You think I wasn't loving it yesterday when I had 20 boxes picked up at my house of fruitcakes to go out?
All I mean, I had to do was you almost have to.
I just
you?
Said, here, take these, please. Thank you. Bye. Good night.
Very
it
good.
Was the greatest.
Act now for a 30-day free no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, and use the code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, use that code TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS. Ho! 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 There we are. I actually remembered 500 yards of foulness because I watched that last night.
Your favorite movie, right?
I had a mini Morgan Freeman marathon at the O'Meara household. Watched Driving Miss Daisy. Mrs. O'Meara couldn't stay up for that. Went to sleep. I paused it. We will finish up this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched the very beginning, actually the very ending portion of Shawshank Redemption.
Such a great film. I think it's probably your favorite movie, isn't it?
Yeah. You too. You thick as thieves, yeah.
When he's working on that boat at the end, you're like, man, like the guy knows how to do everything.
I like to think the last thing that went through that warden's head before the bullet. Anyway, it was terrific. All right, let's get to you boys because
yes.
I'm lost. I have no idea. We're winding down. We're a week away from Christmas. What are we going to do? And I have no idea what to get you. I'm not like Rob. I'm not thoughtful enough where I would call Carrie and ask what something is that Rob would need or require.
I called your wife. She told me to kick rocks.
Yeah. And Carrie doesn't
I thought Rob
answer your
called
her.
I didn't
anyways.
Know you called. Did you call her?
I talked to her all the time.
What?
No. I did call
He's
her.
He's giving you the stink eye.
You don't answer your phone, so I have to contact her to let you know to turn on your phone.
All right. Can I explain why I don't answer my phone?
Yeah.
When we are doing the show, I put my phone on silent.
Yes.
And then I pick my phone up after the show, and I go about my day, and I don't remember to turn it back on. And I don't remember to turn it back on probably 6 days out of seven. I forget to do
that. This is the app that I asked Todd to design years ago, and now it's called Do Not Disturb.
Do Not Disturb.
You can actually set a timer.
I know. Anyway, but I don't want to.
You know what?
I don't want to.
I know you don't
want to. Don't tell Mike what to do.
That's right.
I don't want to. I don't want to set a timer. I want to turn things on and turn them off. So anyway.
And speaking of your wife, Mike, thank you for the love about the fruitcake online last night.
Oh, yeah. I had a funny post.
Did you see my post? Mrs. Spiewak said, look at this. Yeah.
Yeah. Said Mrs. O'Mara was doing her best impression of Meg Ryan in the diner scene of When Harry Met Sally when she tasted that fruitcake. And I may have been allowed, even with my depleted colonic situation, to have a sample of Mr. Spiewak's fruitcake.
In that fruitcake that's bad for your gastrosystem.
I normally withhold critiquing until after the holidays, but let me offer this regarding Mr. Spiewak's fruitcake. Okay, this year in particular, the word I would say, the phrase I would use, melt in your mouth.
Wow. Nice.
They have a candy quality, a melt in your mouth quality that they've never had before.
It's because they're uncooked.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Rob.
Put it in your mouth.
The fruitcake.
Can people still write in letters?
Absolutely. There's a promo coming up.
Good.
All the details.
Just wanted to confirm.
Just stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for details.
I know, we run out.
Check your local listings. All right. I sent an electronic mail.
Rob, keeping it under $25.
Yes.
What is something that you are really, really excited about for Christmas this year?
You know what? You will like this. I love my favorite thing right now.
Let me get a pen.
No, you don't need a pen for this. You don't even need a pen for this. Right. I love shopping vinyl on Amazon.com.
I'm not getting you a gift card.
You're not?
No.
Why not?
It's not personal.
All right, then, Mike, pick out an album
for me. That's a punt like getting a gift. That's a lazy punt that he just did right there.
It is.
And I'm asking him for his own person what he wants.
All right.
And he said, give me a gift certificate.
Yeah. Then I want you to go onto Amazon.com and pick out a vinyl LP for me. One that you think I will like.
Oh, I like that.
Because there is one of the rare pleasures that's left anymore is getting a brand new album, taking off the plastic.
Where would I find those, Ron?
Oh, well, what you do is you go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the button marked Amazon. There's actually a search thing there that says vinyl and CDs, and you can search vinyl.
You have to be careful because he has most of these. But what's great about it is if you really think about it, you could surprise them with something special.
There's been a great vinyl resurgence this past year. Yeah.
What do you think the odds, if I really try, I wonder what my odds are.
Anything after 1970, you're in the clear.
Yeah, and I don't want anything by Jay-Z, and I don't want anything from Pitbull. But other than that, I'm pretty wide open. I love playing records.
I'll get you multiples.
That's very cool.
I like that. That'll be fun. I'll do that this afternoon. That's great. That's a home run.
I went from a punt to a home run.
The Amazon gift card is about as punty as punty can be.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm just going on how in the past you've liked to shop. Yeah. I'm trying to make it easy.
Yeah,
I think cash is better than a gift card.
It's not the same.
And you really can't mail cash.
Yeah. Would you rather get cash or rather get a gift card? I'd rather get cash.
Depends on where the gift card is from.
I'd rather get, you know what, a nice note that's written from the heart.
No, now see, there's
that
a particular...
That man is lying! He's
as
lying!
Carla will, as, a nice note. What a dick. Carla will tell you that I have a particular store where a gift card would be good for me this year. Something that I would be very happy to receive.
I think she told me, and I'll just
have
to
file really
it away.
I mean, really happy, okay? Wink, wink. But it's too late now because we're doing the other thing.
But she was unspecific as to what pharmacy you use.
Those copays can only go so far.
Hey, I got you a doctor's copay gift card.
You know, it's great when the call from the doctor's office said you can't pick it up at your regular pharmacy because they don't compound medications.
Ooh.
Hey, everybody. Hi, how are you?
What does it mean to compound medication?
It means there's some... You know, Dr. Frankenstein in the back of the pharmacy.
Yeah, sir, mix a
lot. It's pulling a Mr. Gower, you know, and it's where Mr. O'Mara's capsule is.
You've got to get these capsules over to Mr. O'Mara.
Mr. Gower, that's poison. Don't put that in Mr. O'Mara's capsules, Mr. Gower.
You hit my sore ear.
Look for the pharmacy with a lightning rod.
All right, next in line is Oscar Santana. Oscar, what are you need for Christmas time?
Let me think about this. Well, a golf tour bag would be something that I'm really into.
A-hole. A-hole. Hole. Hole. A-hole. Hole. A?
You know.
Hey, let's play a guessing game. Can I guess what Oscar wants?
Please.
How about a really, really tiny jacket?
Oh, you know what? Another tiny jacket.
No, you know, I've done that before. Everybody knows that I would do that. I would go to Babies R Us, and I would take the jackets off the mannequins and put them in a box and send them to you. That's not what I'm planning to do.
What's great, Oscar's the only person that if you buy clothes for Christmas, you can actually mail them in a legal size envelope.
Don't be jealous. I'll say this.
No, we are. We're jealous.
You know, it's strange, but I was thinking about this the other day, and my sister was asking me what I wanted for Christmas as well. If you, and this is, it's weird, but I don't know. If you took the time to actually go online and donate the money you would have spent on my gift to Wounded Warriors and then send me a screen cap of that, I would appreciate that. That would be huge. That would go so much further than I could ever think. That is hilarious.
You know, you really should. There's a picture that someone put on Mike's page of some foreign preacher from another land. And it looks so much like Oscar. Oscar, I wish at this moment you would go capture that photo and make it your Facebook cover page. Because I think
that's not doing well for a podcast, for a radio podcast.
Hey,
people are going to
watch it on Ustream.
Oscar, I was looking up that when you were talking, and I completely didn't listen to what you wanted for Christmas.
He wants you to make a charitable donation in his name, but he wants a screen cap to know that you actually did it.
Yes. Oh, that's a lot of work.
That didn't work. It takes 2 seconds.
That's a tremendous amount of work.
No, it's not.
But, I mean, you don't get any satisfaction from doing that, you know, giving to a charity.
You see, here's what I know about Mike O'Mara. Mike
likes...
Anybody
hear that? Isolate that.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to save you by moving on. Here's what I know about Mike. He prefers, when he is a gift giver, he prefers, even if he gives a gift certificate or cash, he likes you to have an opener. He wants you to have
something tangible
that you can hold in your hand and you know, make it be a gift. Am I right, Mike? It's the generous spirit in you. You want to see the smile on a little Bolivian boy's face.
Wireless headphones, Mike. The cheapest kind they have out there.
Really?
Yes.
Now, like a Bluetooth deal?
Yeah. I think there's so many. There's different ones you can pick from. They're everywhere now.
Can you get them from Beats, the Dr. Dre?
Yeah, you can get them. You can get them right on Amazon.
Sure. I'm not buying them Beats.
Why not?
You don't like root crops? No, I'm not a fan of Dr. Dre.
Why?
No. Huh?
You're against his message from his music?
No, I don't like rap.
You don't like rap?
I don't like rap music.
He doesn't care for the hip-hop music.
I don't like that rap music.
But
that
do you like rap singers? I mean, it's not just the music, right? Or do you not like the rap singers?
I'm a fan of... I like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, she's very good. She does menage to look stunning.
Do you want the kind that hook behind your ear?
That would work as well. But you don't... Mike, again...
Beats by Dr. Dre.
Anything works.
Why are they this expensive?
Well, that's why I didn't say Beats.
That's exactly why I said it.
Oh, here we go. Skull Candy.
I'll take that.
Oh, Skull Candy is excellent. Yeah, you go. But not a good gift for a diabetic.
Boom, bam.
Oh, Sony good too. Well, wait a minute, Oscar. Those are the kind that like hook up to the TV, right?
Like Bob Hope headphones?
You want Bluetooth headphones, correct?
I would imagine, yeah. That's the way it would go. But anything is good.
J-Bird?
That works as well. Now, what about the J-Bird
Plantronics?
They work as
Emerson.
Well.
Emerson?
Who knows? Whatever
Kirkland?
You've got.
Costs.
Don't you use to wear costs? Yeah.
Just donate to Wounded Warriors.
Make sure they don't cost too much.
You know what? This is Oscar on the radio. This is not. I don't want to donate. I want the greedy Oscar. I don't want the donate to Wounded Warriors Oscar. Oh.
All right. You know what? I'll do an Oscar.
I think
answer.
If we were going to really do something, we would actually take up a collection to get Oscar airfare to go over to Afghanistan to entertain the
team. Yeah, I agree. USO, him standing up there with a golf club.
I think Rob Mayer may be doing that.
Let's do. Hey, Mike, let me try to out Oscar. Oscar, can I answer again? Ask me what I want for Christmas, and I'll give an Oscar answer. Okay.
Okay. What do you want for Christmas, Oscar?
It's amazing. All I want, Mike, is for you to take the money and effort that you would take in getting me, Oscar Santana, a gift, and make sure you take care of yourself.
Ah.
There you go. Now that I do. Yes. And then if he had said that instead of that whole charity thing, I would have gone, fine. Thank you. Let's move on. Now let's move on to someone who might be the most needy of all of us. But you'd never know it because he'd never volunteer it.
No.
But you know, and now this is the long setup for him because I know now he knows I'm coming to him and he knows to start thinking. So I give him a lot of slow lead up.
Mm. So who are you referring to, Mike?
I'm talking about Matthew Ponyboy Blow.
Me?
Boy, it's been a long time. Boy, has it been a long time, huh?
My Pony Boy.
don't smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death.
That was great.
Was that five?
Just four. Just four, because everyone's busy for the holidays.
Yes. All that exciting music for Pony Boy when he only needs his theme, you know?
That's my theme?
No.
No, that's not his theme.
What's Pony's theme?
Pony's theme? You mean
Rob,
like
are you playing music?
I am, but I didn't. I was going to kill it as soon as yours came up.
Yeah, okay. Let me do that. Let me, hold on. Let me get your music ready. Here.
Yeah. What is Pony's theme?
You mean the
this
theme
is
of
Pony's
his
Pony's theme right here. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I don't like that one as much.
Oh.
It's sad.
Well, you're
yes,
sad.
Yes, it is.
I'm not sad.
You are sad.
Well, maybe a little.
Oh, no.
You're off on another gin-soaked jag.
Pony.
Yes, Mike.
What do you want
yes,
for Christmas?
Yes, Mike.
Yes, Papa.
What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, Pony.
Well, you know, the love of friends and family is all I really need.
Boom.
Oh, that is so sweet.
And maybe a nice...
Oh,
wow.
God!
Wow.
Gross.
Well, that, you know, I could actually have Oscar arrange that for you.
But
you
I know, do appreciate him
I'm
finding...
I'm not up there in the D.C. area, you know.
I appreciate him finding the one thing that I can't find on Amazon, and God knows I've looked.
Are there
in every
material...
category.
That's a, boy, that's a stunning answer, by the way, that he came up with.
Hey, man, for a single man like you, is it weird during the holidays? Do you want somebody around?
It would be nice. It would be nice, and it is weird.
What'd you get, Miracle?
I got her what I get her every day, which is her weird chicken and yogurt blend food, and then we sit and we watch TV alone.
But wouldn't it be nice to have a special someone in your life that you could shower with gifts and other things?
Oh, Let me ask you about that neighbor. Let me ask you about that neighbor of yours.
Oh, they can no longer a neighbor, though. They've moved.
It got real weird.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Real weird.
Yeah. I saw them
last
night.
Wait a second. When did I miss this? One of my many hospital stays? Is that what it was?
Possibly, yeah. I moved a couple months ago.
I thought you moved into a hostel or something.
No, I moved to a nice apartment complex.
Oh, I see.
Matthew Bloom moved into a new hostel called Eastern European Towers. That's where everybody gets their own leather apron when they move in and goggles.
Did you get your crust of bread?
It's fantastic. Everybody gets a goggles, a leather apron, and a wireless power drill, which is lots of fun. So you moved, Pony?
I did. I moved about a mile from my old neighbors, and I hung out with them last night. So,
oh, you did?
Yeah.
See, okay, so you're still in contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it might be nice if, you know, they've been close to you for a long, long time.
Hey, you guys ever
she
experiment?
Must be aware of the fact. Has she ever tried to fix you up?
Not really, but they don't know a lot of single girls.
Yeah, they don't want to share.
Yeah.
No. When you were at their house, was there mistletoe?
There was not.
Oh
man. Hey, is there ever a point where like you guys are so drunk, because that's all you guys do when you hang out?
There you go.
That you're like, you know, this is new. We're all young and hip.
And we're all here together. It's that time of year.
It's a new world, really. I mean, newer than when I was in my 30s, you know?
Yeah. No regrets.
Little,
the only
swinger action?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah. No,
no, that
no,
has
no,
never
no.
happened. I'm
has
sorry,
she
Oscar.
Ever been? Has she ever been around you when he wasn't around there and gotten a little sloppy?
Definitely not. That would be really uncomfortable.
Has there ever been a night when he was the first to pass out?
Yeah.
He's a lightweight, isn't he? Yeah, he's a skinny guy like you, right?
Yeah, I would say so. We have a good tolerance for skinny guys, but we still don't have a very good tolerance, I guess.
Is there ever a night where you pass out in his arms?
Occasionally.
Has she ever served you a cheese platter while wearing a really loose top?
Ah, yeah. Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does
and apples.
Does he own a patchwork robe?
No.
No, you know, I think we're asking too much here. We were really asking if Pony in his desperation would say, you know, because I'm so lonely. Pony, what are you making any effort at all, or have you completely said... I'm giving up. I'm not even
Maybe
trying.
Maybe you're being too picky. Maybe you got to go hogging.
Ew. I'll pencil that in for the spring, but right now
really?
I'm
did he just
I'm
say
dealing...
ew? Ew,
yeah,
like a sixth
ew.
Grader girl?
Yeah.
Hogging.
Yeah.
Hogging.
Yeah, go hogging.
What is hogging exactly?
Oh, you know what hogging is. Come on now. I'm 55, and I know what hogging is.
Yeah, that's why I say
trolling, you know, whatever you want.
You know.
You know, I haven't. The only trolling I could you don't know what hogging is.
He knows. You don't know that going out on a Friday or a Saturday night and knowing the right place to go where they're probably playing the electric slide.
Meat markets.
You don't know what it is where all the girls are dancing together for the love of God. Come on, Pony.
Yeah, you don't even need to show up till quarter after 12.
And you got to look for the lonely one that like splits away from the herd. And then you got to, like the lion, you got to pounce
herd.
On her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Corner
this
her
is the same conversation
lot.
We've had for 4 years, and it's not going to work, unfortunately. Yeah. Pony, what anything materially that you want for Christmas?
You know, I'm really just looking at things that'll help me with work and with life around
the
house, you know?
Look at this guy.
Books and...
Books. Maybe a pistol with one bullet.
Yeah.
All right, good talking to you. As usual, it was a real slice of heaven. We'll catch you in another 3 years. Thank you, Pony.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. We'll take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Carla O'Mara, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's
bag.
Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages.
Messages in the
Would
bag.
Would you be a sweetie and drop Rob a message for his bag. Send it right along to Rob at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Hi, baby.
Don't forget the two B's.
Don't forget.
Who knows? Rob might reach into his bag and pluck out a message from
Y-O-U.
Please. Help Rob with his bag.
His bag.
Because if you don't, he might ignore it. Whoa. And then it'll start to stink.
Don't want that to happen.
Mike O'Mara's tooth.
Thank you. Welcome back to Mike O'Mara's Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, everybody. Our show is brought to you by Harry's. No matter who you're shopping for, Harry's.com has a great gift idea. The limited edition Winston set. You heard about it yesterday. We'll tell you about it again today. That is a razor, three blades, and your choice of shaving cream or foaming shave gel. Or try the Winter Essentials Kit with travel-sized versions of the foaming shave gel, aftershave moisturizer, and the limited edition lip balm. Giftable sets start at just $15 with a cool box gift card. You can even have it engraved. Plus, get $5 off your holiday purchase with our promo code TMOSHOLIDAY. No lines, no hassles, and shipping is free. It is now officially the last minute. Today is the last day to ship in time for Christmas, so order right now. Now, really, in fairness, didn't we say that yesterday?
No, yesterday we said that today was the last day.
Yes. Did we really?
Yes, we did.
So we're being honest here?
We are.
Today is the last day?
Today, Tuesday.
Order right now. Just go to Harry's.com and enter code TMOSHOLIDAY, no spaces, at checkout for $5 off your holiday order. Who puts spaces in there anyway?
Pony does.
Thank you very much. Don't wait and pay crazy shipping fees. Get ground shipping rates for the holidays now. That's HARRYS.com and enter coupon code TMOS at TMOS holiday for an additional $5 off your order. Harry's.com. Give the gift of a better shave.
News.
Right. A lawyer representing Sony Pictures Entertainment is warning news organizations not to publish details of company files leaked by hackers in one of the largest digital breaches ever against an American company. The Sony materials include studio financial records, employment files, and what already has been revealed is salacious gossip by Hollywood executives about President Barack Obama and some of the industry's big stars and upcoming films. Attorney David Boies, he's a famous guy. I've seen him before. He's a prominent lawyer hired by the company. He demanded Sunday that Sony's stolen information publicly available on the internet by the gigabytes should be returned or destroyed immediately because it contains privileged private information. Boies says the studio could sue for damages or financial losses related to Sony's intellectual property or trade secrets. I don't care how big a powerful attorney this is. No, they can't. They don't have a legal leg to stand on. They don't.
Well, it's out there. It's out there. They can't get it back.
It's out there. There are too many people that have it. It's, you know, that's the whole problem with this, you know?
So when someone steals a movie, you can go after them and say, hey, this is our property. Is it encouraging these animals that go out there and do this to continue doing it?
There's two, but there's two issues at play here. It's responsibility versus legality.
True.
And so I don't think they have a leg to stand on. Now, it's not just emails and stuff. Did you hear the teleconference, the MP3 that was released? Oh, this is great. You got to hear this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, God. No,
9 days left for Christmas.
Hi there.
Hello there.
Hi there. It's getting late. It's getting late.
Yeah.
You better hurry and finish your Christmas shopping. Only 9 days left.
That was one of his best reads.
You better hurry and finish your Christmas shopping. 9 days left to my cigarette. Anyway, so you were faking that.
Yeah, there is no audio.
John Gruden has agreed to a contract extension with ESPN through the 2021 NFL season. ESPN announced the deal Monday night. There are a lot of people that love Gruden, a lot of people that hate him. I believe that contract will last longer than his brother's as head coach of the Washington Redskins.
So. check the news right now.
He got re-upped, though. At least he's there for another year.
Okay, that's good.
That was five.
That's true. Very interesting. The CIA has lost what could have been a very important and effective advanced interrogation technique because Mama June from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo has refused to offer to do a porno with Sugar Bear.
Oh. Yes.
She says, quote, "I have more respect for myself and my kids and my family. It ain't happening, not even for $1 zillion.
Oh, man. Mm. Was that the number that was on the table?
Yeah. $1 billion.
Another 6 months.
Mama June! The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced next year's 6 inductees last night. Check them out and feel free to comment as you will.
All right.
Number six is the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Are you familiar with them, Rob?
Yeah, very influential, and I believe Clapton played with them when he was young, and they were very key in the blues movement of the 1960s. Cool. Yeah.
Number five is Bill Withers.
You love him. Because
Lean on me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Great voice.
Ah, just the two of us. He does that. Number four, one of mine, my faves, and a lady I had the pleasure of meeting, Joan Jett of Joan Jett and the
Very
Black
cool. Very cool. Very good. Yeah, I like
there.
That.
And number three, thank you. Finally, I would almost want to go to the induction ceremony. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. You know what? I talk about it a lot. Stevie Ray, the Texas blues guitarist, considered one of the best and most influential players ever, even though he had a pretty short career, died in a helicopter crash in 1990. Stevie Ray Vaughan, I am so thrilled. Number two, Green Day. Is it me or does it seem Green Day gets nominated every year? Does it not?
Yeah, but this is their induction.
Okay.
They were finally voted in.
This is the first year they were eligible. So Green Day's in. And number one, I guess he passed away last year, Lou Reed.
Yes.
Lou Reed, last October he passed away. And he was inducted as part of the Velvet Underground in 1996. So this is for his solo work. So there they are.
Cool. And I believe
not
it,
a bad
you
induction
missed one,
ceremony.
I think. I think Ringo Starr is actually going
no,
in.
No, that's a bonus one they're putting. That's an extra. That,
that's an
that
extra?
Ringo's
okay,
getting,
not an actual?
But,
okay.
Yeah, and I thought I, but yeah, I knew you wouldn't miss a Beatle. You wouldn't miss a Beatle.
It's exciting.
Gotta
now,
give them their credit.
All the Beatles are in on their own now, which is cool.
Because the Beatles don't get enough credit. those of you hanging around Chateau Marmont.
I'm the only one that likes them, so you know,
hoping
I
to catch a glimpse of Lindsay Lohan can go home. Lohan has been living in London for the past 9 months. In an interview with The Observer, she says she has no plans to return to the City of Angels. Here, let me do my best.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan. I won't live in L.A. again. Hell no, she says. My friends tell me S when they come over. I don't want to hear. I don't even know who got married and who got pregnant. You turn on the news in L.A. and it's all gossip about people I love. No, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. It's all gossip about people. I love the BBC. I haven't heard myself mentioned on TV since I've been here. That has been really weird for me and great. So she's living in London. I say more power to her.
Do you think that's probably the best thing for her?
Absolutely, to live in that environment. A lot of celebrities go overseas when they want to
not deal
with the crap.
Mean Girls was on TBS, I think, this past weekend.
Yeah, so
and
she's happening.
I sat there and I said, this girl had everything.
Yep.
And then Hollywood just swallowed her up and spit her right
out.
Getting
picked by Disney as a kid. Yeah. I mean, that, no one gets that. Yeah.
And her own, a lot of it her own doing. Really, you have to admit that. According to a new survey, 18% of people haven't bought any Christmas presents yet.
That's you?
And won't start until this Saturday.
I start making out my list at 5 o'clock p.m. on Christmas Eve.
believe it or not, this is the last Saturday before Christmas. I'm really beginning to have a little hard time getting my head around it. Men are more likely to have procrastinated this Saturday to Saturday than women, 22% to 16%. Overall, 56% of people still aren't totally done with their shopping. The main reason people haven't bought all their gifts yet is because they didn't know what to get someone. Hello.
Yeah, it's tough.
The number two reason is they got a gift or found out they're getting a gift from someone unexpectedly and hadn't bought them a gift. That might be true.
The old turnabout is fair play.
Thank you to my sister for sending the Hancock County Christmas wreath to us. That was very sweet.
Oh, how nice.
My sister sent us a beautiful Smells Like Maine. Oh, absolutely incredible.
Oh, that's cool.
And now a little something-something, fellas. 30-year-old Lola Brush of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and her boyfriend were driving home from watching a hockey game on Saturday night when they got into a fight. It kept going once they got home. Things got louder. And then Lola completely and utterly lost it. She actually bit off a chunk of her boyfriend's chin.
Oh, that's man.
Including some of his beard hair.
Oh.
Then she hit him with a SpongeBob SquarePants kid snow shovel that she found outside. She also hit him with a wooden baseball bat and a full-size shovel. She was arrested for felony aggravated assault and domestic battery and could get up to 10.5 years in prison. Her boyfriend was hospitalized.
Hospital.
And the doctor said his chin needed so many stitches they, quote, lost count.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So in honor of Lola Brush of Jackson Hole, Wyoming, here we go. Hits her mean boyfriend and bites off his chin.
I thought we were gonna crush.
Let's start from the top. Audience participation.
Okay.
Who hits her mean boyfriend and bites off his chin?
Lola Brush.
She's going to prison. She'll get 5 to 10.
Lola Brush.
She has a bad temper. She has no control.
Lola Brush.
She is the worst person that's from Jackson Hole.
Lola Brush.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you. That's a little treat for you. We'll take a break. Come back with Robin the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
fruitcake.
That's right, fruitcake. And not just any fruitcake, a Rob's Beeswax signature fruitcake. And the only place you can get one is right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Just email us at fruitcake@mikeomearashow.com. We'll award a fruitcake every day, right on up to Christmas Eve. It's the Mike O'Meara Show 12 Days of Fruitcake Progressive Jackpot Sweepstakes. Just make sure to include your phone number and the reason why you should win. It's that easy. So get to writing. Before long, we may be calling you to tell you
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Marcus Serta. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, that brought to you by Sleep Number.
Make yourself laugh,
I thought that would get a better reaction.
Yeah.
Than Oscar.
Hurt my feelings
a little
bit.
You weren't paying attention. I was really counting on you there.
Sorry.
Rob did his spot, and then I said, thank you, Marcus Serta.
Oh, I get it.
Are you down to the last minute shopping? Last minute wrapping? Are you on your last minute of sleep? That's no good. You need to give yourself a gift that you'll appreciate every day for years to come. The gift of an amazing night's sleep. Have you tried a Sleep Number bed? I've talked about my Sleep Number bed for years. I adore it. You better hurry, and I can't sleep without it. And now, my all-new Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology. And every morning it tells me what affects my sleep. You better hurry, and how I can sleep my best. It's amazing. I love my Sleep Number bed. My mom loves hers, and you're going to love yours, too. My Sleep Number setting is an 80, and Carla's an 85.
Hi there.
See why Sleep Number there was named best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. And right now you can save $300 on their most popular beds. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Again, that's 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault, December 16th, 9 days to Christmas.
You know what, Mike? It might be 9 days to Christmas, but you know what happens tonight at sundown.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Hello.
And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
There you go. Thank you, Alan.
Make people feel good.
Thank you very much, Alan. And let me just take this opportunity to say happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's a wonderful 8 nights.
Oh, yeah.
And, thank you, thank you, thank you. There you go.
Awesome. This is a very funny story. Cappy sent this to me. This is, I didn't realize this. Do either of you ever work in the fast food industry when you were coming up as a youngster?
Baskin-Robbins?
I never did.
Does that count? Snow cones and ice cream.
I wanted to get a job at McDonald's in my hometown. It was the cherry gig. Everybody wanted to work there, and I didn't get it.
Nope. Apparently, if you work at Burger King now, they don't even print out a schedule. You have to call a hotline to get your schedule for the week.
Whoa.
So they did this, but they gave the wrong number. And this guy was getting all these calls on his cell phone, people looking for their schedule for Burger King. Well, he got pissed. And as you probably would too, and started trolling people. This is one of the best ones that he did. Girl calls just looking for her schedule.
Looks like you were scheduled this morning from 8 a.m. to 1. So you missed that one.
Oh, they didn't tell me that. They told me to call today and to find out for my schedule for Tuesday.
You know who told you that?
They didn't tell me that at all. It was William.
William, that son of a bitch. F***ing William. If you see William, you tell him that Kevin's looking for him, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, your next one is going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
So tomorrow you're actually on feathering and butchering. So when the chickens come in, you got to take all the feathers off of them. And then you need to separate the parts of the cow that we use for the patties. So that's just a morning thing. It takes like an hour. It's really gross. So wear some old clothes. Those chickens, they're loud and they squawk. And you just got to, you twist the neck. And that shuts them up. And you just got to twist their neck, So it separates the spinal cord from the nerves so that they die. And you'll do about 200 chickens that way. And then you just start taking the feathers out. And then we reuse the feathers and we sell them to Walmart as down comforters. So next time you buy a comforter from Walmart, remember, those are Burger King chicken
feathers.
He's
a pro. This guy's a pro.
Are you kidding?
No, how do you think we turn so much profit?
It goes on. Goes on for about 12 minutes.
That's fantastic.
That's some sweet, sweet revenge right there.
Oh, well done.
Mike, in County Cork, Ireland, there is a homeless guy by the name of Lee Furlong, and there was a fellow going around taking pictures of people in County Cork and putting them on Facebook. It allowed the family of Lee Furlong to find him, and he'll be at home with his family for Christmas for the first time in 12 years.
Oh, that's
wonderful. All well and good. I just can't understand this man when he speaks.
He ended up being homeless. The ex threw me out. And I was living on the Iron Islands, like, that was the last place. In 2 years, living here and living there, in different towns. And I can go home Wednesday, right? Or I can go to Gordy. It's to get off the streets anyway,
So Merry Christmas, I guess.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Let's go to Florida. Actually, the basis of this story is in New Zealand. An elderly couple spent 13 hours locked inside their car because they left their auto key fob outside the car.
Oh, no.
And they didn't know they could just open the door.
Pop open the lock.
They thought they were locked in their car for 13 hours.
So sad. But
they're okay now. They're okay. Yes. Now, I don't have any audio from that, but I did go into the archive. This is from 2009, Kissimmee, Florida. The same thing happened to a lady who locked herself inside her car and called 911.
What's that? What's the emergency?
Hi. I'm at the corner of Pleasant Hill and John Young Parkway. I'm in a Walgreens parking lot. And my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. I cannot open my car. I can't get the windows down. Nothing electrical works. And it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. I need some help.
Just are you able to pull the lock up on the door and open the door? You should be able to just pull the lock up, even if it's electrical.
I've tried it. Okay. All right, I got that going. Okay.
So are you able to get out of the car now?
Yes, I got the door open. Okay.
Oh, man.
No.
All righty, I'll see if I can get AAA or something.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No remorse.
No.
No, no remorse.
Stupid.
Entitlement.
Just pure stupidity.
Entitlement. Pure. So, yeah.
How do you not know that? Yeah. Sheer logic.
And I'm not feeling well.
It's hot and I'm not feeling well. But you know what? Thank God. Just remember, folks, if you want to unlock the door, what you need to do is unlock the door. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you very much, Rob. That's good stuff. I want to remind everybody our show today was brought to you by Mangrate. Attention, listen up, Grill Masters. This holiday season, only one gift that's an absolute must-have. The Mangrate.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the right, best. Oscar?
I'll be there today, Mike.
Oscar will
stacking
be at,
them up.
He'll be supervising the elves at the Mangrate headquarters. 8 pounds each. They're fantastic, and they're just $19.99. Just enter TMOS at checkout. Mangrates ensure juicy, tender meat, no flare-ups, and perfect sear marks. For a limited time, when you order 4 Mangrates, you get the 4th one absolutely free, and that's a great deal. $19.99. Just head over to Mangrate.com, enter the coupon code TMOS at checkout, order 4 and get the 4th free by using coupon code TMOS. That's the Mangrate, and happy grilling, everybody. Woo. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Michael Maris saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.